Good Thursday, y'all. Hello, how are you guys doing? I know it's been a while since the first one, and I'm already messing up, but I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit more about myself before, you know, I start getting on about the stuff that I wanted to talk about. Hold on.
Lanise, can you close my door? Yeah. Thank you.
Close my door. Okay. Okay, Lanise. That's my daughter. Okay. So, there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm going to be talking about on my channel, like I said in the last one. A lot of it's going to be stuff, most of it's going to be stuff that I have personally experienced and still experiencing, and pretty much talk about the stuff that people don't like to talk about openly. It's considered taboo to talk about, you know, real shit that we all experience, which is the stupidest thing. We all have issues when we have, you know, the shit that we deal with in life. We all have to go through trials and tribulations in order to grow. But the only thing is, when you're doing that alone, you tend to slip and fall. You need someone to spot you. Now, I'm going to try to stay on topic here. But I'm at a time in my life, and I don't know if a lot of y'all have heard about the recent spiritual awakening that has been going on in this world. It's a huge, just craziest thing that, you know, when you go to church and they say Jesus will save you, he will take away the pain, he loves you, all you gotta do is give your life over to him, get baptized today, don't wait, do it now. Now, there's always those type of people that I believed it was true, but not for me, not for someone like me. I was excluded from those blessings because, shit, evidently I was not a good person because I was, my blessings bowl was barren, let's just say it like that. But I wanted to have some type of hope in my life. Now, someone, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, because as I'm using this podcast, I'm also using this as a type of therapy, because talking, just for some reason, it helps. I don't know why we don't. But yeah, it is scary. It is getting out your comfort zone. I am hella getting out of my comfort zone. This is personal stuff, but how I see it is we are all, really, there is no separate people are not separate. It's an illusion. So, yeah, there's no reason for us to not talk about how we feel, because we all feel. Damn it. Gosh, damn it. Anywho. Excuse me. I hope I can edit. Can I edit that out? Anywho. Spiritual awakening. So, a lot of people have come to me and talked to me about their spiritual awakening. Because I remember I had to go through mine alone. So I didn't know what the hell was going on. Now, if to people who probably heard about it, but aren't too, you know, you don't know too much about it, or probably believe it's real, or, you know, whatever the case may be, I'm going to go ahead and try my best to give you like a synopsis of it before I go in, like, just go in fast into what the hell I've been going through. So, the spiritual awakening, from what I experienced, was the scariest thing I have ever experienced before in my life. And I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of shit in my life. And, you know, we all have our different challenges. Because each challenge that we go through is specified. It's pretty much customized like that for a reason, because your environment is what molds you. That's why they say what don't kill you, make you stronger. even though I'm kind of done. Shit, can y'all niggas stop trying to kill me? I think I'm strong enough, gosh damn it. But no, while we're here on this earth, even though we decide to occupy ourselves, try to cope with the atrocities that we see every day. Come on, y'all. This podcast is called Truth Be Told, because the truth needs to be told. And I'm not going to be sitting here telling y'all shit that y'all want to hear, or tell y'all things that will make you comfortable, because how I see it, I'm me. And if I know the difference between actual love and like unconditional love. That's something we all need. And a lot of us, for the majority of us, don't even know what the hell it is. It's a unicorn. It's mystical. It doesn't exist. It's Tinkerbell shit. But I know the difference between unconditional love and superficial love. I grew up, most of us have grown up with superficial love. I love you as long as you do this. If you do good in school, I love you. I reward you, because we have a reward and we have a punishment type system. We are grown this type of environment. We are taught to obey it. And so when some crazy ass shit, like all of a sudden you lose your identity. In the spiritual awakening, it strips you of the person you were molded to be, to be accepted in a society. So many damn regulations. There's a whole man, I think the expectations that society and media place on each and every one of us in weeks and place on each other is longer than the damn Constitution itself. Because when I went through my spiritual awakening and my eyes were, God, yo, when they said Jesus will come to your life and change it, I wish they would have been a little bit more specific, you know. I just thought, you know, he was going to be chilling up in the clouds or whatever. And I'm like, hey, yo, God, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of a little scared because, you know, rent. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Can you help me out? No, yeah. Give me a raise. You know, that's what I thought it was. You know, having that. So I was chasing after something I went my whole life starved of. Unconditional love. No judgment. And someone to just have hope. I needed hope. I need hope. And when Jesus came in my life, and whatever y'all want to call him, the Father, the whatever, this is what I'm going to say it as, because guess what? I was forced as a black woman, even though I don't identify with my flesh anymore, because why would I identify with the flesh? That shit dies. It's weak. The flesh is willing. I mean, the flesh is weak, but the spirit's willing. I'm a willing spirit, and my flesh, I identify, it identifies with me. Anywho, when I opened my eyes to what the hell I was working so hard for, I had a midlife crisis. I was like, holy shit. I go and get in the same car, get on the same freeway at the same time, to go to the same job at the same hours, clock in, do the same repetitive work, to get the same amount of pay, leave at the same time, say the same fake shit to my coworkers who, let's just all be honest, the workplace is toxic. There's too many terrible workplace stories. There's racism, there's sexism, there's favoritism, there's unfair pay, you name it, we know it, PTO, all that shit. Yes, and you have to go there and you have your toe to be, have a smile on your face. Nigga, I had to force shit before I got here. I had to literally torpedo my sphincter to get here on fucking time, because y'all are obsessed with punctuality. So we're told we're free. We're told we're land of the free, home of the brave, but no one's brave. No one stands up for each other. And freedom, if you're telling me that Alabama just passed a law that says it's illegal for me to have any choice on what I can do with my body. You're not free. You're told something that we want to hear, and we're comforted by that word, even though we never see its definition. We never see it in play. Freedom. What is true freedom? Well, this is the spiritual awakening. Even though it's hard, breaking away from everything you once knew, the people that you everything, your perspective on life completely alters. In my situation, because I don't know if all of spiritual awakenings are the same, I tried looking up on YouTube because I was so desperate for answers. I felt like I was going insane. No one understood what I was talking about. And I was gaining wisdom. I was gaining spiritual knowledge, psychic abilities, and like it's crazy, you know, like the whole nine. But basically, I started to see the world the way it always been, but we just been so stuck on wearing rose colored glasses because we don't want to see it. Everyone likes to say I'm real, I keep it 100. A nigga ain't shit on me, that's fake. That's a character. You know what a character is? Someone who acts. When people say, why you act that way? Why do we say that? It's because you're acting. We all have a script in our heads that we have subconsciously learned to follow. How's the weather? You immediately will say, oh, good. You are on autopilot half the time. Because I realized I was on autopilot. I would find myself driving to work and I'm there already. I don't remember the drive. You know why? Because when you do the same repetitive ass actions every day with no thought, you don't need, the brain's like, shit, what the fuck you need me for? I'm just gonna just, you know, hardwire this shit and so it can do it by itself. You don't need me. And then those other brain, you know, neurons and connections that you need, those branches, because the mind is like a tree. If you look at the nervous system, the central nervous system upside down, it looks like a tree. Those branches die off. If you don't use them, they don't bear fruit. Jesus told me that. Yo. Because I wish I can't point out a role model that I had growing up or an elder. Ain't nobody was there to teach me because they weren't taught. And that's because their ancestors weren't taught. What's happening? And why are we just saying, you know what? You have to get over these things. You have to learn to adapt to this fucked up world. Why is it that we had the first man go to the moon, right? We exploring other planets and shit like that. We got a big ass ocean and we, you know, we got fucking computers and shit in our back pockets, apple bottom jeans and shit. And 50 years ago, that shit was laughable. They laughed at Nikola Tesla. And I kept denying it. I said, you know what? That shit's scary. You don't want to be going through some shit you can't explain. People start thinking you're weird, you're crazy. There's something wrong with you. Sticks and stones may break my heart, but words will never hurt. Yeah. You know, guess what? Sticks and stones, yeah, if you have a big ass boulder and a big ass fat ass branch log and you beat me with that shit, my bones will break. And your words, oh, your words, I can't put the damage that you do with your what you say to people, you can't put that shit in a cast. The flesh is weak and words are swords. It's power. I grew up saying, like, you know what, I have to be an alien from this world, because I never clicked with people like that. Not for real, for real. I just, something was off, and not like those stupid, dumbass, I'm not like other girls, I like pizza, like, I like chicken. No, not the people who want to be different so they can be unique, so they can be like everyone else. Yes, I know. Isn't that so funny? Oh my goodness. Like, I get high a lot, man, because when you are spiritually awakened, there is no more adapting or coping. Your spirit says, ha, nigga, yeah, those days are over. Mm-hmm. There ain't no adapting. The world's about to adapt to me. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It doesn't care because it know it's your true self. That's your magic. That's your power. That's your truth. If you ever anything you need to know about yourself, it's within you already. You are the walking manual to who you are, why you're here, and why things are the way they are, and what lies ahead for you. Manifest whatever the fuck you want, type shit. But when I see this, everyone's divided and shit like that, and I tried so hard to try to talk to my black people first, you know, because we are the most oppressed people. I tried to talk to them, and then I got so mad. First I was sad. I used to cry because I'm an empath too. If y'all don't know what an empath is, it's someone who's spiritually attuned to other people's feelings and emotions. There's different types, like clairsentience, clairvoyance, or claircognizance. That's the worldly way of explaining spiritual gifts. That's literally in the word. They just rename things because they want to keep you away from knowing who the fuck you are. I know who I am because throughout the couple of years that I was on the spiritual journey, I feel like everyone's is different, but no one's spiritual journey was like mine. I had so many questions. Like I have premonitions and shit like that. I know things before they're about to happen. I feel that person's pain. That person probably went through a divorce and I don't even know her name. I feel her pain though. Trying to tell people, this is what's going on with me. Why is this happening? And people are just dismiss me. Now, when it comes to why do bad things happen to good people, right? Why is it that we have these corrupt politicians? We know this. We are aware of it. We are 100%. None of us are ignorant to it. There's none of us are ignorant to this. We do nothing. We abide. We abide with oppression. We hate oppression so much that we follow it. Because fear. Fear is, hey, yo, the enemy, this nigga is cunning. Fear is the ultimate weapon. Fear. Fear. It's everywhere. It's the darkness. Fear of the unknown. Fear of people who are different. So people, they don't ever want to experience their heaven because it's unknown. They say people would rather experience a familiar hell than an unknown heaven. And I was one of those people. And I know, but the good thing, finally, I'm almost done. I sense it. Because when you get baptized by Holy Spirit, it's the fire. It burns. It burns away all the things that you said you were that you never were. It strips you like an onion, layer after layer. It makes you deal with the pent-up, suppressed emotions and pain that we have all learned and trained so good at hiding from one another. That mask that you wear, it's ripped off just for the whole world to see you and you feel naked. Because we hide behind our egos out of safety. When I was taken away from me, my thing was, what's the point of living? I want to go back to sleep. When you live in a world, when everyone, for the most part, I'm not saying everyone because a lot of people are waking up, thank God. But that doesn't take away the fact that it is scary. You don't know what's going to happen. So guess what? You have to live with that uncertainty. What's going to happen with my family? What if they decide to
They don't like who I truly am. That's what I was questioning that all the time. I don't know who I truly am. What if they don't like who I truly am? What if people get offended by me? Well, I hate confrontation. I hate confrontation. When people say, oh my God, like I like totally hate drama, but they be in all the tea. They got the Lipton and shit, black tea, fucking green tea, went all the way to China to get their damn tea. They stay in the drama. I abhor drama because it physically makes me sick. I hate it. Growing up, I've always been a pushover because I never liked treating people. I would never treat people the way they treated me. Never. Because I didn't understand, why would you want to hurt? So if you know how it feels to be hurt, why the hell would you do the same? That was my thing. That's my motto. It's dumb as fuck. I like peace. As I got older, I realized that a lot of people are really wolves in sheep clothing. Thank you for the gift of discernment, God. Thank you very much. Because I can discern. I can read people's true intentions now. No one can get over on me because I'm vibrating so much higher that my ego is in check. It listens to me. So, do you think words can hurt me now? No. Do you know why? Because my job isn't to sit here and love you only because you love me. I'm going to love you and leave it at that. You don't have to like me. Because we're all one anyway. So if I hurt you, I'm hurting myself. When people realize that the one commandment, the one thing that we're supposed to do, God, Jesus said there's only one commandment. All that other shit is null and void. That's because he was the no-no. Jesus said straight up, I'm the no-no. Thank you. You have one commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is the law above all lies. And nobody does it. Excuse me, I still got a clogged up throat. Damn Missouri weather, I ain't used to this shit. Nobody do that shit, man. People like to judge people. People like to see here and look at other people and they see their flaws that they know is within them. And they will pick at it in another person because they see the shit that they can't stand about themselves in another person. They hate you when you succeed. Envious, greed, betrayal, families breaking up. Isn't this all prophesied in the Bible? I mean, gosh damn, man. We got the religious, the people, the churches, religious. Oh, goodness gracious. It's every time I get to this part, I get hot. Now, people are going to say, especially as I talk more about this, because this is what God's will is. My thing is to tell my story. You can take my story and run with it. Or don't. But my thing is, you're going to hear it. I'm going to plant some seeds. And that's up to you to water it or not. That's it. But the things that we see and we ignore. I started to ask myself, why? It's fear. Because I was afraid. I had to really get very tough with myself. I had to. Because I grew up knowing that the world don't owe me nothing. It doesn't. I'm 25 years old and I knew this at an early age. I just always been more observant to my surroundings. I don't know. When I say I'm weird, I love saying that shit because when you look up the definition weird, it means supernatural. Unworldly, and that describes me perfectly, baby. That's why my name's Zaylin Star. I know I'm not from this world because when I look around and I see that the one thing that would solve all of everything is just to love others, that you love yourself. But instead, we are caught in the middle of wars because politicians said an opinion that they didn't agree with. Nigga, now I gotta die and shit. These are our leaders that we continue to pick. Why are we still in a reoccurring abusive relationship with our fucking country? Oh, I know why. is because it's that anger and confusion is deflected towards each other. Where people in the same neighborhood would steal and kick in your door, steal your shit. And we all on the getting robbed ship. We on the same damn boat. But people will do anything in a heartbeat to get over on you. People want to flex on you. People want to get shit just so they can floss. Oh, the media is this. Yeah, you nigga, we know it. So what you gonna do about it? Huh? Nothing. Because you're so... When people stop for a goddamn second. Say, hey guys, hey, I would like to work, but world's kind of fucked up. Let's all stop what we're doing. And kind of prioritize the fact that we live in a chaotic fucking world. Where we have more prisons than we have schools or universities. And the prisons are not for rehabilitation. They're creating more animals. Because they want you to go back. It's a zoo. And it creates so much profit. We know this. We know about the corruption. How the hell can you live? And I said that to myself. This is me speaking to myself. Because I had no one else to talk to about this shit. Because nobody wanted to listen. Nobody did. People only want to talk about shit that it's funny because it's negative too. Drama, shit that's going on with the other person. Oh, did you hear about Sandra? Girl, I knew her husband was cheating. And people love that shit. That's all you see on loving hip hop and flavor, reality shit. People who argue and fight. Yes, we love that shit. I'm not gonna lie either, cause I love it. Bad Girls Club, that's my shit. It's exciting. Why is that exciting? I thought we're supposed to be evolved, you know. It got to the point when I was going through the spiritual awakening where I couldn't stand people. I hated them. Hated them. Bitter, resentful. Why? Why the fuck am I still here? Do I want to die? Nah, not suicidal whatsoever. In fact, I love Earth. It's beautiful. But the sucky part is the one most valuable thing in this Earth. Well, there's only one thing and nobody fucking knows it. It's people. We're the resource. We're the collateral. We're valuable. We are the fucking people. Without people, what the fuck is there? Nothing. We live for our family, for who we love. People kill themselves because they are single, they lonely. It's people. So what do? We decide to say, hey, how about we set up this guy and steal his and kill him and steal his shoes? Because I want to flex on someone else who I can't stand. That's what the fuck we're teaching our youth. And you telling me. Because our kids are our future, by the way. But, you know, who am I, though? Because it's so cute when your kid's bad and wants to sit here and say, bitch this and bitch that. He's so cute. My man, girl, my kid's bad. Okay, thank you for letting me know that you are a bad parent, bro. Maybe you should, go online, let's search for some parenting classes. Because I don't want to see no more kids. I was in foster care. That's why the Alabama shit is stupid. Because guess what? No one gave a fuck. I was a foster child. Once you in a system, you in a system. You a cogwheel. You're forgotten about. No one gives a fuck about you. You're just another number. It hurts. But nobody... people are so afraid. They're so afraid that they would be like, hey, you know what? I know I'm in prison. I know I'm being fucked over. I know I'm working just to let these niggas use my tax money and shit to build a big ass dookie nuke for shit that they won't tell us about because it's a secret. So you trying to tell me that Uncle Ben is our pimp? Guess what? The Constitution says that I'm not a citizen. None of us are citizens. A citizen is what they are. We're just meals. At least that's what they thought, you know, shit, until I woke the fuck up. Spiritual awakening is the best thing that will ever happen to you. Because guess what? You have no fear. Death, I understand. There is, that shit's an illusion. And even if it was real, I'd rather die as a man. Yeah, I said man. Because it says, you know what? Man this and man that. Humanity, whatever. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Whatever label you want to go off of, but I'm not listening to things that I don't believe in. You have to stand up for what the hell you believe in, because we gonna keep falling for anything. School's getting shot up. No one gives a shit until it happens to your kid. It ain't happened to my kid. But I know that when that shit, if that shit were to ever happen, I'm killing everyone. That's the day I snap. Because when you're told to be insane in an insane world in order to fit in and be accepted, nigga, that's literally insanity. And you're insane if you go sane. I'm sane. So therefore, I'm insane. But in order for me to be sane, I have to go insane to fit in the insane world. That's not poetry. That's just the shit I see outside my window. Nigga got potholes and shit. But the niggas, what, the White House lawn is always still so... Nigga, what type of grass is that shit? It don't ever die. Anywho. So, that's the shit that I'm gonna be talking. I hope y'all like it. I hope y'all do. I hope this message gets to someone. Because I wish I heard half of this shit when I was going through this stuff. You're not alone. Whatever you're feeling, your self-doubt, you second-guessing shit, your dreams, the shit you really want to do, but you are afraid of because you're living by everyone else's expectations but yours. This shit ain't worth it. Stop. Just stop. Yeah, that shit's going to be scary as shit because it's coming at your comfort zone. Your comfort zone, let me tell you, is just a fucking... It's a prison painted with pretty little flowers. And you're like, oh, what a pretty flowers. Meanwhile, you behind bars. With a little virtual reality headset on. My ancestors, and it's because I'm black or whatever, you know what? I actually don't want to go by any of these niggas' labels. Labels suck. Nigga, if I want to be peanut butter, I'm going to be peanut butter. But this girl right here, Zaylin, my ancestors are powerful. And I know they're guiding me. Because, oh yeah, that's another thing. I can sense the spiritual realm. So I do get spirits, energies all the time. Y'all can ask me about that if you're interested. And I do see them sometimes. Like I said, your senses change. Your body changes because the spirit within changes what's on the outside. So within, as without. As above, so below. You feel me? Anywho, this is Zaylin Star. And this is going to be my podcast. And this is my beginning. But guess what? Invisible pat on my back by me because I'm stepping the hell out of my comfort zone. And it feels so good. Deuces, y'all. Have a great night or day whenever you're watching this, and I hope to... Nah, who am I kidding? I'm gonna keep talking whether y'all listen or not. But have a blessed one, y'all.